Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You better, you bet on radio.com and the radio.com app.
Our best bets coming up in moments here on You Better, You Bet's countdown to kickoff, radio.com, sportsradio.com app, 670 The Score in Chicago. But we got to tell you about our sponsor, and that is, of course, the Bet Rivers Sportsbook, because other sites offer a big bonus, but then they make you play 10, 25 or more times to actually get your cash. You know what that is? BS. With Bet Rivers, it's simple. One time and it's yours. Always. Industry-leading play-by-play betting options, point-by-point instant betting, and bat-by-at-bat, shot-by-shot. There's always a game on to watch at BetRivers.com. Soccer, tennis, basketball, hockey, table tennis, and more. You get the huge match bonus with only one-time playthrough to turn your bonus money into cash, and players earn rewards with every bet and can redeem to earn bets for free bets and more in BetRivers' unique bonus store. So bet with the trusted team that puts you first, because when you win at BetRivers Sportsbook, they pay fast. And now it's even faster with Rush Pay Instant Approval for withdrawals. You can chat with their helpful customer service support staff about how to increase your authority level. And remember, when you submit your first deposit with BetRivers, you'll receive a 100% match up to $250, all at BetRivers.com. And if you're not in a legalized sports betting market with BetRivers, you can also sign up for their free $5,000 weekly pick'em contest at BetRivers.net. Fast payout approval, superb customer service, your hometown sportsbook. That, of course, the Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Nick Costos and Danny Parkins here with you on You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff week 11, NFL Sunday. Danny, ready for some best bets?
Let's do it, my man. The inactives are out, and we got some interesting ones. Let's go through it.
All right. Tyler and Eli, kindly drop down that dope-ass beat. All right, Danny Parkins, it's time. Every game on the board, side total, props, week 11, NFL Sunday. And we begin as I feel like we begin every Sunday in Cleveland, and we're going to do it again this week, as the Cleveland Browns are hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, there are 2.5s on the board at some shops, but at Bet Rivers, this number holding at Browns, a 3-point favorite over the Eagles, Browns minus 150 on the money line, Eagles plus 130, total 45.5. Danny, the Eagles visiting the Browns.
Okay, so we both like Philly. I'll just let that out of the way early. There's a prop that I like a little bit more, but I just want to say that I do think it's worth noting, if people are like, well, come on, don't disrespect the Browns. You know the star players on the Browns. You got guys on your Browns fantasy team, whatever the case may be. It's rare for a team to be 3-5-1 on the road at a 6-3 team, and the 6-3 team is laying less than a field goal. Now, I know at Bet Rivers it's 3, but 2.5 is available in a lot of spots. And even it's rare for the 6-3 team to only be laying the 3 points that are normally assigned to the home team. Cleveland is very, very, very shaky this year. And I think the Eagles are getting back to what they should have been before the year. And by the way, they're still a heavy favorite to win the NFC East, which is not a tremendous accomplishment. But even with all the injury problems, Philly's still going to win that division. They have 4 of their 5 week 1 starting offensive linemen back. The Browns are 31st in the NFL against defending the pass against the opposing running backs. Obviously, Myles Garrett being out is probably the single biggest piece of injury news of the day. We'll get to a few quarterbacks that would be entering that discussion in a little bit. It's been brutal all year for the Eagles in terms of getting the passing game going to running backs, but it's been a point of emphasis this week. I like the Eagles in the game plus 3, and I love Miles Sanders over 17.5 receiving yards against the Browns defense.
I love the Eagles as well for a lot of the reasons that Danny referenced here. I think this is a nice game for Carson Wentz. I would not play any Browns rushing overs here. I know Hunt's kind of been a hot name, but I mean, the Eagles defense, very good against the run. You can get them against the pass, but no Odell Beckham Jr. and the Browns don't really want to throw the ball a million times here. So give me the Eagles, my two props in this game. Dallas Goedert over receiving yards. Absolutely love this one. Goedert sitting at around 37.5 to the 39.5 range, depending on where you're shopping. 37.5 over at Bet Rivers. And Jalen Reagor over 44.5 receiving yards here. So those are my two props for the prop king. Goedert over, Reagor over, and give me the Philadelphia Eagles. Danny, let's go out to New Orleans, where the Saints sitting as 3.5-point favorites over the Atlanta Falcons. No more Sean Lattimore for the Saints, that announced early on Sunday morning. Also, Taysom Hill going to start for the New Orleans Saints. We don't know how much we're going to see Jameis Winston, if at all, here. What are you thinking here? Saints and Falcons with a total of 50.
So I've got no play on the side or total based on what's actually available now. I told you about the mistake line that was posted that I was able to take advantage of. That's not applicable. Applicable is a better way to pronounce that to anybody else out there. But I will say Calvin Ridley anytime touchdown is appealing. But my favorite prop of the game, Alvin Kamara over 46.5 receiving yards. Whether it's Taysom Hill, Jameis Winston, or me, Sean Payton is going to dial up a bunch of targets for Kamara. He's gone over 46.5 receiving yards in 7 of 9 games this year. He's an absolute monster out of the backfield, and Atlanta struggles against receiving running backs. That number is only down in the mid-40 range because of the question mark of productivity at quarterback for the Saints, which is a valid reason, but I really think that any quarterback could get Kamara going. I'm also slightly intrigued by under 171.5 passing yards for Taysom Hill, because maybe Jameis Winston takes some snaps from him, but I'm staying away from it and just going over with Kamara.
I love the Alvin Kamara over as well. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is. You know, Breeze, Winston, Hill, Bobby Hebert. Doesn't make a difference to me. Jeff Blake, doesn't matter. Give me the Alvin Kamara over receiving yards for the New Orleans Saints. And with Lattimore out, I think the Saints will roll coverage to Julio. I think it's going to open things up for my guy, Calvin Ridley, who is no designation on the injury report. Ridley, over 59.5 receiving yards, and the Saints hemorrhaging production to opposing tight ends. Hayden Hurst has actually been fantasy viable this year. So my three props, Kamara over receiving yards, 46.5 at Bet Rivers. Ridley over receiving yards, 59.5 at Bet Rivers, and Hayden Hurst over 38.5 receiving yards. We will now go to Carolina, where we finally have some clarity here as to this Lions-Panthers game. The Panthers are now sitting as a 1-point favorite here over at Bet Rivers. This has been a wild swing in terms of the point spread. There are conflicting reports on Teddy Bridgewater, but it now looks like Teddy Bridgewater is not going to play in this game. The expectation is P.J. Walker starts for the Carolina Panthers. So this game right around to pick them, total 48.5. Danny, what have you got for us here? Lions visiting the Panthers in Carolina.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's the butterfly effect for
real. So not much, just to be perfectly honest, given what's been going on this week. And DeAndre Swift being out for the Lions is, I think, worth mentioning, in addition to Galladay and Amendola. So it's just like Matt Stafford is playing, but he's got the thumb injury and he doesn't have a bunch of his weapons. And now Teddy Bridgewater is active, but according to Jay Glazer, not going to play. And then obviously still no Christian McCaffrey for the Panthers. I think that downgrades Robbie Anderson. I think this is just a very tough game to handicap offensively for these teams. BetQL has the total at 50. It was 46.5, as you mentioned, now going up into 48, 48 and a half range, depending on where you're shopping, 48 and a half at Bet Rivers. I am completely staying away from the game. No side, no total, no prop.
Yep. Kind of with you, man. I got nothing in this game, which is no fun.
Okay.
We'll make up for that, though, with a lot of bets and other games coming up here in our best bet segment here on You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff. Next up, let's travel, Danny, over to Houston, where the Patriots sitting as 1.5-point favorites over the Texans with a very interesting total here over at Bet Rivers of 49. So Laremy Tunsil not going to play in this game with the flu. Not COVID-related, but Laremy Tunsil has the flu. Houston star left tackle. The Patriots have actually ticked up to a 2-point favorite now. A total of 49, New England visiting Houston.
And I just want to put a postscript on the last game. After initially saying that Teddy Bridgewater would be active, the Panthers have decided to deactivate him. That's according to Adam Schefter. So Teddy Bridgewater will not even be active for that game. In terms of Patriots and Texans, my favorite bet of the game is the over at 47.5. I don't love it with Tunsil out. I don't love it as much because I think that obviously he's their second best offensive player, so that doesn't normally help overs. But I do think that New England, what's impressive about New England is they are committed to running the ball and they are running the ball effectively. Sony Michel is actually going to be inactive in this game, which is of note to, I know, a lot of fantasy people out there after they made him, they brought him back off the active roster this week, but he's not going to be active for the game. They're averaging 173 rushing yards their last three games. Cam in their last two games, both wins, 40 of 52 passing for 392 yards. That was over the Jets and the Ravens. I just think that the Patriots offense will be able to do basically what they want against the Texans defense, and then Deshaun Watson will just avoid Stephon Gilmore and put this game into the mid-50s. So I think whether you got it at 47.5 like me or 48.5, I think this is a pretty safe over spot in Patriots and Texans.
Yeah, I lean towards the Texans actually here. The problem is, you know, the movie Romeo Must Die? We won't go that far because Romeo Crennel's a good man and we're around the holidays. How about we call it Romeo Must Be Fired because he has no idea what he's doing. So I would feel really good if I could get three with the Texans. That is obviously not going to happen. But I still feel good about the Texans catching two at home here as an underdog, even without Laremy Tunsil. I think they should be favored in this game. Like, I really think the Texans should be a short favorite in this game. Like, yeah, Patriots beat the Ravens last week at home. There's also a monsoon, so it's tough to really, like, take a lot away from that game given the weather conditions in Foxborough on Sunday night. So I like the Texans, but I'm with Danny. I love the over in this game. I love the over in this game. And despite Sony Michel here, with Damian Harris being questionable, he is going to play, but like not 100%. Patriots obviously work in their other running backs. There are a couple prop bets that I like in this game. Now, I'm not going to touch Harris over or unders here, but you can get plus money at Bet Rivers with Duke Johnson to have more rushing yards than Damian Harris. I think that's worth a look with the Patriots allowing nearly 5 yards per carry. Duke, 55.5 rushing yards. He gets like 100% of the snaps with David Johnson out. So it's Duke Johnson for the Texans. I'm going to go over Duke Johnson rushing yards. Jacoby Myers gets an insane target share from Cam Newton, like Devontae Adams, J.D. McKissick level. Can't believe I'm saying that. Jacoby Myers and J.D. McKissick on the same target share level as Devontae Adams. But hey, it's 2020. So let's go over Myers receptions. The Texans defense is bad, over 4.5. And on the Texans side, you know, in all the games the Patriots have played the Texans when Will Fuller's been active, it's been clear that Bill Belichick has like actively tried to game plan to stop Will Fuller. Brandon Cooks used to be on the Patriots. Bill traded him away. Shows you what he thinks about him. Might like him, but clearly maybe not that valuable if he's trading him away. So I think it stands to reason that given the data points that we have, that Bill will try and stop Will Fuller, making the Brandon Cooks over more desirable for yours truly. So Brandon Cooks over 62.5 receiving yards to complete a prop trifecta for the prop king in the Patriots and the Texans, along with Houston and along with my guy Danny Parkins on the over. Danny, we now head to Jacksonville, where the Jaguars, major cornerback issues. We know they play C.J. Henderson on IR early in the week. Now Sidney Jones also inactive for this game. So the Jaguars without two of their top cornerbacks, all they're doing is welcoming in, you know, the only undefeated team in the NFL, Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers, who sit as a 10.5-point favorite with a total of 46.5.
So I laid 9.5 at even money early in the week. I think that that's a good spot. 10.5, I honestly still think that wins, but I obviously don't feel as good going across the key number of 10. I feel like the reasons that people would talk about this being a spot for Pittsburgh to lose as an undefeated team are all things that people in our business would say. Like they're narrative driven, they're storyline driven. They got Baltimore coming up on Thanksgiving, so it's a short week against their rival, look ahead spot. They're not going to go undefeated, so they have to lose at some point. Maybe they just get them down. Ross Tucker earlier was talking about like the historical precedent between Jacksonville and Pittsburgh. I just don't think any of that applies, and I think the Steelers' defense is way too good. So I think the Steelers win the game, and I like them covering the 9.5. I'd probably stay away, though, at 10.5.
I want to go back real quick, by the way, to the Panthers-Lions game, because now that P.J. Walker's the quarterback, the Lions have become a favorite, and they will stay a favorite, obviously, until kickoff. I'm gonna bet the Panthers on the money line here, and I'm going to expect, like, some major variance in this game. The Lions have the injuries, as Danny detailed. And there's some unknown with P.J. Walker. And unknown is not always bad. And the Lions are poorly coached. And the Panthers are well coached. So I'm going to play Carolina on the money line here now that they're underdogs. And they will remain underdogs, obviously, until kickoff with P.J. Walker set to start for the Carolina Panthers. To the Steelers and Jaguars, though, the number is over 10. I'm going to take the Jaguars here. And
good for
I think
you.
The Jaguars... Yeah, I think... The Jaguars can cover this game on offense. The Steelers are clearly missing Devin Bush. They're rangy, really fast, like great tackling middle linebacker who's out for the season with a torn ACL. They're allowing over 5 yards per carry over the last three games. And we know what Jacksonville wants to do on offense because they tell us every single week. They show us every single week, and that's give the ball to the undrafted rookie, James Robinson, who's very good. And now what do we know about the Steelers is they can beat you deep. You can get beaten deep by opposing passing games, and the Jaguars have a legit deep threat in DJ Chark. So I actually think even with Jake Luton as the quarterback, I think the Jaguars can move the ball on the Steelers defense, maybe not score a lot of points, but do enough to fall inside the number. So give me the Jaguars here plus the 10.5. We'll go over James Robinson's rushing yards. And 2 weeks ago, Danny, Steelers Cowboys, I gave out Juju Smith-Schuster over, went over in the first half. Last week, Steelers Bengals, I gave out Deontay Johnson over, went over in the first half. Today, we go back to the rookie second rounder out of Notre Dame, Chase Claypool. 45.5, are you kidding me? He's going to skyrocket over that against the Jaguars secondary down its top two corners. Claypool, over 45.5. We now go out to Indianapolis, Danny. One of the most anticipated games of the day, which sees the Indianapolis Colts as a 1.5-point favorite over Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Total here, 51.5.
I'm going under. I love this bet. The total hasn't moved much. I mean, I know that it 49 posted for a minute, but then it settled in at 51.5 almost instantly, 51.5. I think that the Colts defense is awesome, and the Packers defense is actually pretty damn good. They just haven't been getting the takeaways this year, especially now that Kevin King is back in their secondary. So he's missed the last five games at corner. So you pair him up with Jaire Alexander, who's one of the probably five best young cornerbacks in the NFL. I think he'll be making all-pro team or two.
I think closer to one than five, and closer to one than five.
Yeah, he's awesome. I loved him at Louisville. He got to Deshaun Watson in one of their college games. He's been so good since he's been a pro. I think he's going to be an absolute superstar in this league. And, you know, Phillip Rivers is there, but he'll still turn the ball over for you. So now with I think that helps the Packers takeaway numbers. And I think, obviously, Indy's defense, we don't need to spend much time on it. We know how good they are, especially in the front seven. You mentioned how tough they are about giving up the big play. I still think, like, Davante Adams is startable, and I get that it's a fantasy game, and Alan Lazard being back and all of that stuff. Like, I understand why the total is where it is. I just happen to think these defenses are being a little underrated against some of the names on offense. So I'll take the under at 51.5.
I also am on the under in this game, and the Prop King has no props for this game. Imagine that. Should have to advocate the king to Prop King. What a jerk. What a loser. What a moron. The Prop King, by the way, is me. No props in this game, but I do like the under. And, like, so the Packers defense can be punched in the mouth. What does Indy want to do? They want to punch you in the mouth. So I think Indy's going to run the ball a lot in this game with Hines, Taylor, and Wilkins. Your guess as to which one will be the quote-unquote hot hand today. I'm guessing it'll be Hines, but I don't feel good enough to place a bet on it. And Matt Eberflus' zone defense is designed to take away the big play. So even with Davante Adams playing, I feel like this is going to be a slower Green Bay offense here. A lot of dinking and dunking from Aaron Rodgers, which leads me, like it led Danny, to towards the under 51 points. Green Bay at Indy, and as I referenced earlier, today will be, and for people that are listening now just for the first time or in podcast form, pop quiz. Who played in Super Bowl I? Answer, Packers and Chiefs. The Super Bowl I teaser. Green Bay and Kansas City, we're going to tease the Chiefs down. We will tease the Packers up. So Green Bay and Kansas City teaser, and the under in Green Bay and Indianapolis. Danny, we move to our nation's capital, where the football team, which may actually be the permanent nickname I was reading. I kind of like that. I kind of like the football team for Washington. The Washington football team, a 2-point favorite over Joe Burrow and the Bengals. This total is going up at 47.5.
So Washington really screwed me last week. I had money line and spread, and you know the teaser came in, but just I really loved them last week. It's tough to go back to the well, but I think I'm going to here. I haven't made a bet in this game. I don't have a prop in this game. Cincy, you know I've loved them this year. 6-3 against the number, but 2-6-1 straight up. They don't have a road win yet. When they played a good defense in Pittsburgh, they got blown out. Joe Burrow had 213 passing yards. They were 0 of 13 on third down. They got blown out 36-10. Obviously, the WFT is not the Steelers, but their pass rush and their defensive line specifically should be able to manhandle the Cincy offensive line. So my lean is towards Washington, and if I need an action play by the time kickoff comes around, they'll probably be my bet, but I haven't touched this game yet.
I like it a lot. I think you should do it. Give me Washington. Give me the over in this game. I like the Washington offense a lot against the Bengals defense, and then the Bengals offense in catch-up mode against the Washington defense. So give me with the Washington football team laying the two. I will go over the four. I bet 47. It's 47.5. I still think it goes over. Props I like in this game. Bengals, the worst run defense in the NFL. Antonio Gibson, over 48.5 rushing yards. Over Logan Thomas, 35.5 receiving yards. Alex Smith only throws the ball to like three guys, so we can kind of accurately project where the ball's going to go here. J.D. McKissick gets like Devontae Adams level, Michael Thomas level target share. McKissick, over 4.5 receptions, over 37.5 yards. Absolutely love it in Washington and Cincinnati. Danny, we head out to Baltimore, where the Ravens are starting to take money on an NFL Sunday as I get the updated line here. I do not want the Ravens-Steelers game on Thanksgiving. Yes, this is the game I would like. Ravens, a 6-point favorite over the Titans of Tennessee with a 50.5 point over-under.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I mean, this is one of my best bets of the week in terms of where I got it for value. Actually, now that it's 50.5, it is. I bet over 47 last Sunday night on this game. I think that the Titans defense is so bad that anybody other than the Bears should be able to be effective against them, and Lamar Jackson certainly qualifies. The Titans have no pass rush. They just sacked Phillip Rivers once last week on 39 pass attempts. At various points this year, they've been giving up over 400 yards per game, over 6 yards per play. They were the worst third down defense in the NFL going back to 1992, 2 weeks ago. They've actually gotten a little bit better at that, but they're still the worst third down defense in the NFL this year. I just think that the Ravens will be able to move the ball against them. And then we've talked about the injuries to Campbell and to Clowney, and there's others across the game. You can give the full injury report. You've got it in front of you. But I just think both teams will be able to move the ball here. This game will be played into the 50s. Obviously, I don't like it as much at 50.5 as I did at 47. But I think this game goes over.
I love the over as well. You mentioned Clowney, Saffold out on the Titans offensive line. Jones, not at 100% here. Ravens down, Campbell down, Brandon Williams. Love the over in this game. Lean Baltimore to cover the number. Mark Andrews over receiving yards, 45.5, and I can't resist me. I just can't quit. Marquise Hollywood Brown with Adoree Jackson out. Let's go over Hollywood, 44.5 receiving yards. To Minnesota.
He's got six catches for 55 yards in his last three games.
Right, he'll have 6 for 55 in the first half of this game, or he won't. And I'll lose. To Minnesota we go, where the Vikings are riding a three-game winning streak back into playoff contention. They're 4-5. A touchdown favorite, or 7.5 now. So we've seen this number tick up over at Bet Rivers. Minnesota -7.5 against Andy Dalton, the returning Andy Dalton and the Dallas Cowboys. Total here, 47.5.
So the Cowboys are coming off a bye. The Vikings have played three straight division games. So the thought is, oh, it'll be a little bit of a, you know, the best version of Dallas and a letdown spot for the Vikings. I don't think so. Like, I like the Vikings as a really viable teaser leg here in this spot, but my favorite part of it is over 47.5. I just think both teams will be able to move the ball. The Vikings defense is horrible. They haven't been exposed recently because of some of the injuries and offensive ineptitude in the NFC North, but the Vikings secondary is really young outside of Harrison Smith and very terrible and inexperienced at corner. They have no pass rush. Andy Dalton, though, he's got to be better than Ben DiNucci and Garrett Gilbert, you would think, but he started two games this year. They got blown out to Arizona 38-10, and they got blown out by Washington 25-3. So I'm not laying the wood. I've got the Vikings in a teaser. I like the over at 47.5. I think it's now 48.5 or even 49, but I got it 47.5. On the other side, I think CeeDee Lamb, though, absolutely torches the Vikings in the slot. So CeeDee Lamb over at 59.5 receiving yards is one of my favorite props of the day.
Love the Cowboys +7 or +7.5. Love the over in this game. Amari Cooper over 57.5. CeeDee Lamb over 60.5. And Justin Jefferson over 57.5. All at Bet Rivers. Two games, 2 minutes. Dolphins. We may not spend 2 minutes on this game. Dolphins, a 4-point favorite on the road in Denver. Total 45.5. Looks like Drew Lock will, in fact, start a quarterback today for Denver.
Yeah, not very interested in the Dolphins catching this much public money as a road favorite of over 3 points, and then it gets to 4. That just feels ridiculous. But the Broncos' defense sucks. They've allowed 144 points in their last 4 games. So it's lay it or don't play it for me. Dolphins have won 5 straight. They're the better coached team. I am not playing it, but I can't really build you a case for the Broncos.
Here's my case for the Broncos. The Dolphins have gotten a little lucky. The number is too big. They're playing at altitude. I'll take the Broncos at anything over a field goal, whether it's Lock or Rippon, doesn't make a difference to me. And Savon Ahmed, over 54.5 rushing yards. Broncos can't stop the run. He's going to get 20-plus touches. Savon Ahmed, another reason why you don't draft running backs early, because undrafted players play well on a weekly basis. And we close it out. Sunday Night Football in the desert, apropos for a gambling show to close things out in Vegas. The Chiefs, 7.5-point favorites on the road at the Raiders with a total of 57.
I laid 7 -106 with the Chiefs. They're not getting swept in the season series by the Raiders. Andy Reid off of bye is 18-3 straight up, 14-7 against the number. Mahomes has the most success of any team and any opponent in his career against the Raiders. I think the Chiefs roll. I'm with the public on this one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.